are those of the guest hosts and callers, and not necessarily of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
The Sheila and Hans Show, guidance for your life, every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern, where they assist you in living the life of your dreams. Each week, Sheila and Hans cover a personal growth topic to improve your intuition and be your highest self. Call in and receive personal messages. Join them every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Guidance for your life on Contact Talk Radio. What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire, create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever.
I'm Melody Beatty, author of Codependent No More. 7 times more Americans have hepatitis C than AIDS. I'm one of them. If you're one of the millions of Americans with hepatitis C and your doctors are treating you with interferon, then you're clearly aware of how your life has been turned horribly upside down. Backed by huge pharmaceutical monies, the medical community swears there's only one dangerous, disabling way to battle this silent killer. It's not true. There are alternatives, and they work. Triumph Over Hepatitis C is a book written by best-selling author Lloyd Wright, who fully recovered from this frightening disease. Lloyd is helping others to take charge of their lives and fight for their body's freedom from this crippling illness. His program is working for me. Call the people at Hepatitis C Free now at 866-HEP-C-FREE. That's 866-HEP-C-FREE. Don't become another medical statistic. Find out the truth about hepatitis C and get your life back.
Get your copy of Triumph Over Hepatitis C at Barnes & Noble and at HepatitisCFree.com. Call 866-HEP-C-FREE.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing. Imagine yourself living in a sustained state of freedom and exhilaration, doing what you love. Your cells are thriving. The Thrive Doctors, Dr. Kim and Dr. Mario, board-certified physicians, have had amazing results for their patients, and now their solutions are available to you. If you experience disease or feel stuck and are ready for a breakthrough in your health and your life, the Thrive Doctors have a gift for you. Learn the science behind the mind-body connection and become empowered to consciously create your health and your life. Get your free video series on thriving and become part of the Thrive movement with the Thrive Doctors. This has worked for thousands of patients, and it will work for you. Go to thrivedoctors.com now for your free video series and empower yourself to thrive.
Did you know that you can rate our shows on iTunes? Yep, you can share your thoughts about the topics, the hosts, and the special guests. You can also leave a suggestion. Then, when you're done, rate the show. The hosts love your feedback, and others appreciate it. So next time you download a show, take a second to leave your thoughts and rate it.
This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and Upsnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Welcome to Flipping the Switch at our new time on Thursdays at whatever time we're at now, wherever you are. So 2 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Mountain time, and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And it is my fervent hope and desire that this is a time that works for you to call in and chat with me. I love having callers call in and doing some repatterning with them. Happy to answer your questions. Looking forward to hearing your comments, your experiences with the belief repatterning that you have been doing, whether you've been listening to this show here on Contact Talk Radio on our old time on Wednesdays, or if you have been reading the book or just happened to stumble upon me today. I would love to have your feedback. So I'm going to do a little bit of introduction because it's a new time and I think we probably have some new listeners. So my name is Suze Casey. It's SUZECASEY.com is where you'll find me online. And yes, I'm Canadian. That's a giveaway the way I say that last letter of the alphabet. I'm based in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, and I am the author of a book entitled Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts. And that was published by Hay House coming up a year and a half ago, April of 2012. And the work that I do is the technique called belief repatterning. I developed the technique, and it's a way of consciously training your subconscious mind. We all know that it's important to think on the positive side of the line and to be positive, but we often don't think about doing it until we're in the pit, we're in the mire, we're in the gunk. And that's a really tough time to then try to switch your thoughts over. And so what I created was a technique that allowed me to proactively train my mind to do it for me. Our subconscious minds are hugely, hugely powerful. And I thought, what if I could get my subconscious mind to do the positive thinking part for me, like it does the breathing part for me, like it does the getting dressed part for me. So I don't have to think about it. It just does it. And so I developed the technique about 20 years ago, and I've been using it in private practice since 1999 with clients all around the world to help them train their mind to get where they want to be. Works great when you are in the pit and you're working with a practitioner such as myself or one of our other licensed practitioners. They're all listed on the BeliefRepatterning.com website, and you'll find them there. It works great when you're in the pit and you can get some help. And even better works when you are learning how to do it for yourself so that you can just train your mind. And so usually I begin the show with kind of what I call my musings, the things I've been thinking about this week, and we do some repatterning. And today what I'd like to do is just start right off the top with a repatterning, series of repatterning statements. The way that it works is I'll say a statement, and then you repeat it. You breathe in deeply through your nose and let it go through your mouth. You'll notice that we will walk through a series of statements that gradually get stronger and more present. What I discovered is that I would have long conversations with people about affirmations, and some people would say, this is 20 years ago, people would say, oh, affirmations work, and other people would say, oh, I've tried it and affirmations don't work. And what I discovered is affirmations work all the time. It simply depends on what it is that you are affirming. So if you've had challenges with affirmations and you found that you've been trying to affirm something and it's just not coming to fruition, I would love you to call in. I'm going to give you the number. It's toll-free, 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. Call in and we'll repattern together, and I'll help you support you in learning how to get those affirmations working for you. Because you see, whatever comes back in the feedback, and what I call that the monkey in your head has a little conversation, that's what you're going to be affirming. So if you're affirming something like, my life is wonderful, and I'm tall, skinny, and rich, and people love and adore me, if your monkey doesn't agree with that and goes, well, you're kind of short, and you got a big visa payment, and yeah, you know, kind of average, that's what you're going to be affirming. And so it's about affirming what you know to be true. And so the belief repatterning process looks at affirmations with emotion. And I'm not talking about putting emotion into your affirmation. I'm saying you affirm the emotion. So you discover what it is that you really want. Now, many people go, I don't know what I really want. No, but you know the feeling of what you want. And so that's what we go for. So imagine that your affirmations worked for you. Would you feel successful? Would you feel content? Would you feel fulfilled? So I'm going to suggest we use the word fulfilled, and that's what we're going to repattern toward first. So the very first stage of the repatterning process is called forgiveness. It's a six-stage process, and I'll actually tell you all six stages right off the top. First one is forgiveness, and that's where you acknowledge what's going on and you recognize it. You don't push it away and pretend it doesn't exist. You acknowledge it. The second stage is called permission, and that's where you open up to a new possibility. Third stage is called choice, and that's where you make a conscious choice, a conscious decision. The fourth stage is called freedom, and that's where you try on the new idea and go, imagine what that would be like. That's the visioning stage. The fifth stage is called affirmation, and that's where you find a place where you already know that to be true so that you can apply the old knowing to the new piece of situation or knowledge. And then the sixth stage is surrender, and that's where you claim it, the I am place, and you surrender into the new way of feeling. So it's a six-stage, step-by-step repatterning. And we're going to move from being stuck to being fulfilled. Okay? And I would love to hear from you about your experiences as we do this. You can call in on 877-230-3062. So let's start with a general repatterning around moving from feeling stuck to feeling fulfilled. I forgive myself for believing I need to stay in this stuck place. I don't like it. Okay, you repeat that. I forgive myself for believing I need to stay in this stuck place. I don't like it. And breathe it in. And let it go. Okay, in through the nose and out through the mouth allows the body, mind, and soul to really integrate the understanding. And it allows your monkey, your subconscious mind, the messages from there, to come forward. So if there's anything fighting, you'll know what you can address next. I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been is the way they have to stay. I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been is the way they have to stay. And breathe it in. And let it go. So that's the forgiveness stage. Don't ask anyone to forgive other people for doing nasty things. We just forgive ourselves for believing that things have to stay the same. Forgive ourselves for believing we have to stay in the feelings that we've been. So the next stage is permission. I give myself permission to experience fulfillment. That's what I want. I give myself permission to experience fulfillment. That's what I want. And breathe it in. And let it go. I give myself permission to let go of the old stuck place. I'm very tired of it. I give myself permission to let go of the old stuck place. I'm very tired of it. And breathe it in. And let it go. So that second stage, as I said, is permission. And that's where you open up to possibility. And you should be finding your mind kind of opening up. If at any point in time the monkey starts arguing, you just address what the monkey has to say. So let's say that your monkey said something to you like, ha, fulfillment, you'll never have that. And you could say, I give myself permission to try on fulfillment. It's what I want. And breathe it in. And you'll find that that monkey that you've given so much power to all these years will just go, oh, okay, and kind of walk away. Usually when addressed straight on and in a kind way, those messages from the subconscious will just go, oh, okay, just wanted to make sure that you remembered what you decided last time. So it's the addressed in a kind and gentle way rather than trying to shove it aside or call yourself stupid or dumb or how come, any of that beat up behavior. It's just in a kind and gentle way. Let's go to choice. I can stay stuck or I can be fulfilled. I can't do both at the same time. I can stay stuck or I can be fulfilled. I can't do both at the same time. And breathe it in. And let it go. And what you'll find is when you put the two right beside each other, it's such a contrast that your conscious mind will kick in and go, well, that's kind of a no-brainer. You know, if you put the two beside each other, stuck or fulfilled, which one would you prefer to have? So we'll reinforce that choice. I can be stuck or I can be fulfilled. I can't be both at the same time, and so I consciously choose to be fulfilled. I can be stuck, or I can be fulfilled. I can't do both at the same time, so I consciously choose to be fulfilled. And breathe that in. And let it go. I choose to create fulfillment in my life, even if I don't know how. So let's try that one. I choose to create fulfillment in my life, even if I don't know how. And breathe it in and let it go. And the reason that I love that choice statement is because oftentimes that little monk in your head will go, but I don't know how. And the reality is, if you think about it, you have done a lot of things in your life that you didn't know how to do before you did them. Think about parenting. Think about marriage. Think about relationships. Think about driving a car. Think about riding a bike, swimming, all those things you didn't know how to do before you did them, but you learned as you did them. And yet, for some reason, when we're moving into a new place and a feeling, or a new place, new position, you think, oh, I have to know everything before I can start. And that's just fear taking you out on the sidelines. You actually don't have to know everything before you start. You just need to know how you want to feel. So I choose to feel fulfilled. Repeat that one. I choose to feel fulfilled. And breathe it in and let it go. Now, you'll probably notice when you say, I choose to feel fulfilled, that you start to get some tingling in your body or some lightening up around the chest, or maybe you're breathing a little bit more deeply because your body's going, ah, yeah, that's what I'd really like. And so what the belief repatterning process does is it employs your physical body to help move you into the positive space. And I call it crossing the line. So on one, if you imagine a line, in fact, you could draw this on a piece of paper. It's one of the exercises in the book. It's found on page 169 to 172 for people who have the hardcover, or not the hardcover, the paper copy. And for those people who are looking at the book in electronic format, you'll find it in chapter 10 called Crossing the Line with Ease. So draw a line down the middle of the page and put a down arrow on the left-hand side and an up arrow on the right-hand side. This is not negative and positive. Rather, what drains your energy and what increases your energy. So we want to focus on increasing our energy and keeping ourselves on that side of the line. So you wanted to take the example that we're using, you'd write stuck on the right, on the left-hand side of the line, and then put a single line through it right across the dividing line down the middle of the page, put an arrow on the end of it over onto the right-hand column, and write the word fulfilled. So you're recognizing that being stuck is actually pointing you in the direction of being fulfilled. I'm free to feel fulfilled as my normal way of being. I'm free to feel fulfilled as my normal way of being. And breathe it in and let it go. I'm free to see where I already am fulfilled and expand it. I'm free to see where I already am fulfilled and expand it. And breathe that in and let that go. So the freedom stage is really about imagining things. And people say, well, I'm not fulfilled anywhere in my life. Well, actually, there's some place that you are fulfilled. There's some place that you are fulfilled. It might be, I just came in from a wonderful Thai meal with a really good friend that was on the other side of the country. She just flew in from Halifax. And I took her to this amazing Thai restaurant. We had a beautiful organic vegetarian meal. And my body completely feels fulfilled right now. The reason I'm saying this is because the next stage is affirmation. And you need to find a specific example. And it can just be something small. So even if I'm looking at fulfillment in my career or fulfillment in my relationships or fulfillment in my finances, I can use fulfillment at my meal at lunch to help me get there. Oftentimes we think we have to have a huge, big, what I like to call a fly to the moon and back again before breakfast kind of example. And it's not true. The simple ones are what really will resonate with you. So think of a time recently where you felt fulfilled. It might have been when you were sitting with your pet. It might have been when you were looking at an amazing sunset. It might have been that you were having a wonderful time with a close friend. Might have been a meal. Might have been a holiday. Might have been somebody said something to you at work about something that you did well and you just felt really good about it. Think about a time where you felt fulfilled and hold that in your mind as we do this affirmation statement. I do know how it feels to feel fulfilled. I felt it when I And then you would complete the sentence. So I would say, when I completed that amazing vegetarian meal today, and breathe it in. Okay? I know how it feels to feel fulfilled. I experienced it when I, and complete it with an example from your specific experience. Now, you may need only one affirmation. You may need two, three, or four. You may need to find some other examples. And it's helpful sometimes to think about people who exemplify that for you. So think about who you know that appears to be fulfilled. You're going to use their first name. Okay? So I'm going to use, let me think, who do I know who's very fulfilled? My friend Phil. Yeah, just because his name is part of fulfilled. But my friend Phil, he and I have been friends since I was 15, and he has a very fulfilling lifestyle. So I'm going to use him as my example. Who are you going to use as your example? Okay, so I'm going to leave you a space where you can fill in the name. So I'm going to use Phil in the example, and then you'll fill in the name when we repeat it. I am so grateful to Phil. He shows me and models for me fulfillment. So now your turn. I'm so grateful to who shows me and models for me fulfillment. And breathe it in. Okay, you see how the affirmation works? You're just giving the, what I call inner coach, some examples so that when that inner critic shows up, the inner coach can say, yeah, but you had that great vegetarian meal and you've got that great friend named Phil. Those things are fulfilling. What else is fulfilling? And then you'll get your mind starting to focus in that direction. And the final stage of the six stages is surrender. So sometimes it's hard to say, I am fulfilled, without your monkey coming up and going, liar, liar, pants on fire, you are not. So you do not want to go into that kind of a place. So you can use things like, I am exploring fulfillment. I am becoming more fulfilled. I'm increasing fulfillment in my life. I am opening up to more fulfillment in my life. Anything like that that allows it to be very present. Not, I'm going to be more fulfilled next week after I get my pay raise. No, don't put it in the future and do not tie it to anyone else. I am becoming more. I am exploring. I am creating more fulfillment in my life. Okay, and that's a surrender statement. So say one that fits for you and then breathe it in deeply through your nose and let it go through your mouth. Okay, so I've just led you through a series of repatterning statements. Would love to do that with someone live on the call. So the number is 877-230-3062. If you're listening to this at another time and you would like to repattern with me, I'm really happy to give a discount to my radio listeners for the first time that you do a repatterning with me and you use the code CTR, which is the network we're on, CTR2013. So you go to SuzeCasey.com and see CTR, where it says the code, CTR 2013, and that'll give you an automatic 20% reduction in my regular rate. We're going to come back in about 2 minutes. Before we go, though, I want to give you a little bit of homework to do over the break. After the break, we're going to talk about pivotal decisions and life-altering goals, lifestyle-altering goals. And that's what I would like to chat about for the second half. Jot down some of those pivotal decisions that you've made in your life that just put you on a different trajectory. Or maybe one of those goals that you'd like to set that you know will alter your life forever. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. I'm Suze. You're listening to Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized, coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book, I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our Learning Center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
My grand used to say, a penny for your thoughts. And you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you. You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Welcome back. And just wanted to mention, I know on the break there was an advertisement. There we go. There's the word. An advertisement about the 365 Repattern app. It is now on special for 99 cents for the rest of the year. It has normally sells at $3.65 on the Android version and $3.99 for the Apple version. However, because we're into November now, I decided to put it on for 99 cents. And so tell your friends, it's a very useful support to you in helping you get your thoughts moving on the right side of the line. Every day you will get a word. And so today's word was inner peace. Okay, I get that it's two words, but it's a feeling, inner peace. And then I gave you a little thing to think about. No matter what's going on around me, I give myself permission to create moments of inner peace. Just get into the habit of doing something like that first thing every day, and you'll find that your world will begin to shift. And we're going to talk about how we shift that. And I see that Sue in Ohio has called in. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're very welcome. Have we spoken before? Are you a Sue from Ohio that I think you are, or are you a different Sue from Ohio?
No, I'm the one you're thinking of.
Okay, now I recognize your voice. I wasn't sure at the beginning. Welcome. So you had mentioned to me that you were glad that my show had moved to this time, so you got home from work and here you are calling in. That's great.
Yes.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So what can I support you with specifically, Sue?
Well, since I just got home, I've been sitting in traffic for about 45 minutes. So that the inner peace was ringing a bell of, boy, I'd like to find that right now.
Right. Okay. So let's repattern towards it.
Okay.
So is it inner peace that you want, or is it something like inner peace?
Contentment.
Okay. And that's something that's, you know, for people who are listening in, Sue has worked with me a fair bit, and you've also done the Flip Your Switch course, correct?
Actually, I've never taken the course.
Oh, you've done the seminar?
Yeah.
Okay, so you did the decluttering seminar?
The weight loss.
Being heavy, weighing you down one. Okay,
yeah.
So you have a familiarity with the work, and you also listen regularly to the show, which is why she was able to go, and slip right into the feeling that she wanted, which is contentment. The thing is, for people who are listening, unless you have the exact feeling, it's kind of like when you're hungry, and you're really hungry for like a double Greek fully loaded pizza with extra feta cheese from Spiro's, and you have to make do with a frozen pizza from the grocery store. And it, you know, the pizza's fine, but it just doesn't fulfill exactly what you're looking for. It doesn't like hit the craving. And so when I said to Sue, what is it exactly that you want? Inner peace would have been fine, but what she really wants right now is content, to feel content or contentment. And that might, you know, some people might be listening going, well, I'd rather have inner peace. Well, great. Go for inner peace. As we're repatterning, you go for inner peace. We'll go for content, and you can fill in whatever word you want, the others who are listening in. But I'm just going to guide Sue through moving from that feeling that she was feeling in traffic to feeling content. Would that work, Sue?
That would be wonderful.
Okay. So I forgive myself for believing I need to stay in that traffic.
I forgive myself for believing that I need to stay in that traffic.
Breathe it in. And let it go. Monkey, you have anything to say about that?
No, it's pretty quiet right now.
I forgive myself for believing that that traffic needs to steal my contentment.
I forgive myself for believing that that traffic needs to ruin my contentment.
Okay, breathe that in and let it go. It's my contentment, and I give myself permission to have it.
It's my contentment, and I give myself permission to have it.
Breathe that in. Monkey, okay?
I'm getting a little bit. I'm getting a little bit of a yeah, but, you know, you get frustrated in traffic.
Ah, I can hang on to the frustration, or I can let it go and feel content now.
I can hang on to that frustration, or I can let it go and feel contentment now.
Breathe it in. I understand I feel frustrated when I'm in traffic, but now I'm at home.
I understand when I feel frustrated when I'm in traffic, but now I'm at home.
Breathe that in. What's a monkey have to say about that?
Contentment, here I come.
Nice. I give myself permission to shift into contentment as soon as I walk in the door.
I give myself permission to shift into contentment as soon as I walk in the door.
Breathe that in. Now, you know me well enough, but some of the listeners may not, because we've shifted time frames here, and so they may not be as familiar with it. I'm going to just do this one. It's like your monkey's jumping up and down saying, but I want it when I'm driving, too. I don't want to wait till I get home. Okay, so let's just do a stage set. I choose to practice feeling content, so I have it available when I'm in traffic.
I choose to feel contentment even when I'm in traffic.
Okay, breathe it in. Now, those people listening will go, she didn't say the same thing, and that's okay. The reason that she didn't say the same thing is because our subconscious minds are going to be traveling the patterns that they're used to, and I'm giving her new patterns. And so as long as the feeling is the same and the direction is the same, that's okay. It doesn't have to be exact. I choose to feel contentment so often that it becomes a habit.
I choose to feel contentment so often that it always happens.
Okay, breathe it in. I said that it becomes a habit, and you said that it always happens. That's okay. Okay? I'm ready to create a habit of contentment.
I am ready to create a habit of contentment. I'm getting a let's go.
Nice. Okay? I'm free to practice contentment until it becomes my way of being, regardless of what's happening around me.
I'm free to practice contentment until it becomes a way of being, regardless of what is going on around me.
Monkey's okay with that?
Well, I'm getting that it's going to take a lot of practice.
You know, that monkey of yours just seems to think things have to be hard. What if it could be easy?
Oh, I would love easy.
Okay. Contentment is way easier than frustration.
Contentment is way easier than frustration.
I bet if I practice it a little bit, it'll become a habit.
I bet if I practice it a little bit, it'll become a habit.
Breathe it in and let it go.
All right.
All right. Okay. So people who are listening in, thank you so much, Sue, for calling in. We're not done yet, but I really appreciate it because you're really giving great feedback and people can hear how your mind is shifting focus. And it's a little bit like for people who drive a standard car or have ever been in a standard car, it's like a little bit like shifting gears. You don't want to go from stop to sixth gear in one go because your car's going to seize up. And just, you know, when you're in the pit going, I am content, I am content, I am content, you know, your brain's going to seize up and say, no, you're not, no, you're not, no, you're not. But by doing, you know, kind of going first gear, second gear, third gear, you can hear how she's shifting up her energy. And the feedback that you're giving, Sue, is marvelous because it's really helping people hear that. So thank you for being so open with the process. How's the monkey? Are we ready to move on to affirmation?
I think so.
Okay, so affirmation, as you know, and as we talked about at the top half of the show, is where you find an example of where you've already experienced that feeling. So where's someplace where you've been really content recently?
When I sit in my chair and look out at nature.
Okay, so I know that that feels specific. But the monkey, if it's really, you know, the inner critic is really on guard, it's going to say, you didn't feel that way last Thursday when you were looking out at the snow or whatever, right? It's going to give you a non-example. So maybe yesterday when I sat in my chair and looked out at the birds in the tree, or on the weekend when I was sitting in my chair and watching the leaves that, you know, seeing how pretty the leaves, like make it really specific rather than that general whenever I sit in my chair. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I know what it feels like to be content. I experienced it when
I know what it feels like to feel content. I experienced it when I sat in my chair yesterday and watched the sunset.
Nice. Breathe that in and let it go. And how does that feel when you have that exact affirmation and you breathe it in? How does it feel for you, Sue?
It feels really peaceful. I mean, it's just like, ah.
I've got it. And that's the feeling, right? You want to really click it in. And what's happening then physiologically in your body, and I know that you know this, Sue, but I'm just wanting to let people who are listening to us become more aware of what happens. What happens is that then your brain is sending out all kinds of chemicals to every cell of your body saying, this is how we're feeling. This is what you need to do. Because that's how our body works. We send out chemicals. So most of the time you might be familiar with like the you know, adrenaline rush, or, you know, you get bad news you on the phone and every pore of your body, you can feel it go thud. Well, that's what we're doing here. We're just saying contentment and we're getting an exact feeling of it, recreating it. And the mind is so powerful that then the brain will send that chemical to every cell of your body. And this is why it doesn't have to be hard. You can get your physical body going, we'd rather have that chemical concoction, thank you, than the frustration chemical. You know, I can have frustration chemicals or I can have contentment chemicals. When you put it that way, I'll be having the contentment ones. Okay? So, Sue, do you have anything to add to, you know, from what your experiences of belief repatterning has been before we head to the surrender statement, just in terms of that finding the specific examples? Any stories that you'd like to share?
Well, I think just in the whole effect of, you know, the belief repatterning, this summer I had sold my home and I had 3 weeks to finish packing, move, find a new place, and get moved in. And I had to do it in 3 weeks.
And you had lived in this home for?
8 years.
Okay, so we're talking significant nesting there.
Yeah. And I mean, some of it had already been taken care of when I was getting it ready to put on the market and stuff, because you put things away that you know or you aren't going to use and things like that to make more space. But that could have been extremely stressful. But it just, everything just fell into place. And I was pretty relaxed in the sense of not being overstressed by it or overwhelmed or anything. And I attribute so much of it to working with you and doing all the different repatterning statements that I've done. So
I know that feeling of contentment. I feel content when I think about my move.
I know that feeling of contentment. When I think about when I move, that it comes back.
Breathe that in. So he's reinforced it again, because as you're telling me, I'm like, I'm hearing contentment there. If I can be contented when I'm moving, I bet I can be contented in traffic.
If I can be contented when I'm moving, I bet I can be contented in traffic. I know I can.
I'm ready to try that on.
I am ready to try it on.
Okay, breathe that in. And let it go. Okay? I am creating contentment in my life as a habit, and I like it.
I am creating contentment in my life as a habit, and I like it. Yes.
Yes. Nice. Okay, so you can use repatterning for anything. You know, it's really interesting. Marketing people will say to me, well, what's your niche market? Is it for, you know, people who golf, or is it for people like, well, actually it's for people who have a mind and want to know how to use it better and to have it working for you instead of against you. But thank you for sharing that example of the move and how it became just kind of a pleasurable, easy experience for you.
Yeah.
That's great. Anything else that you'd like to ask or share before we say catch you later?
No, I think that was it. It's just that, you know, I also have a radio show on Sunday evenings, not on Contact Talk Radio, but on an AM station. And I know what it's like wanting callers to call in. And it's like, I can support Sue doing this because this is what I'd like. So.
Well, and I know that you'd asked me to do that, and I have not responded, and simply because I have been a little bit swamped at this end, and so I'm a bit behind on my correspondence. But I will be getting a hold of you, and look forward to coming in on your station. For the folks that are in that area, would you like to give the call number for it and where they can find, and a little bit about what that's about?
Yeah, it's WBLL, which is peakofohio.com is the stream station, so you can just go out to peakofohio.com. And the show is called Journey of the Soul, and it's with Stephanie Van Hoos and myself. And we just kind of do how to improve your life. And Stephanie's also a medium and a medical intuitive, so, you know, she can also do those kind of readings for people on the call. So we just have a lot of fun just talking about what's been going on and the opportunities we've had to enhance ourselves. So,
Well, and, you know, that's what I'm going to talk about next is a decision that I made. And if you've got time and want to stay on the line, I'm just maybe going to go over. I don't know. Did you get today's musings in your newsletter? Have you had a chance?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because I was just going to talk about that. And maybe if you want to just chat about that a little bit more, if you want to stay on, we can do that. So I started my musings with a picture of my bare foot stepping into a snowbank, because I live in Canada and we got our first snowfall a week ago. And so my musings are, I can choose snow or I can choose sand. I consciously choose sand. In the spring of 1999, I made some pivotal decisions to live my life as if everything I had been reading and studying was true, to complete my full-time public school teaching career and follow my heart, to create an extraordinary life and to support anyone else who wished to do the same, and to surround myself with friends who choose possibility over problem, light over dark, and ease over struggle. So that when I made those decisions, I can remember exactly where I was when I made those decisions. And we all have made pivotal decisions. So Sue, is there a pivotal decision that you've made that you go, you would pinpoint the exact time where you made that decision and you just went bang and things changed from there?
I was coming home from taking care of my dad one Sunday afternoon, and gone through quite a bit of changes in my life, but my mother had passed away and my baby brother had passed away, and it just seemed like there was just things kept coming up like that. And I just said, you know, I want to be happy. And it was just amazing, the shift, just making that mental shift and making that request that's what I wanted.
Nice.
And everything just started shifting around me, and it was really awesome to see it and watch it and observe it, even though it was me going through it.
Mm-hmm. And being that observational role. Yeah. And have you ever had a point in time since then where you went, oh my gosh, what I wanted is happening, and you pulled back and got a little bit scared? Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah, that's kind of been a lot of this year. Mm-hmm. I wanted to do a radio show, wanted to be a part of one, and Stephanie was starting her show, and I said, well, you know, they always say when you're going to push yourself out of your comfort zone, you should have your posse with you. And I said, so I'm going with you to be your posse. And I started out just answering the phone for her, and then when we weren't getting callers, she'd say, get in here. And so then we'd just start having a conversation on the radio. Mm-hmm. And last week or 2 weeks ago, she wasn't feeling too good. So I did about 75% of the show.
Did
I? And I went, oh my gosh, I just did a radio show, you know. So it was one of those moments, something I wanted, and it happened. And then it was like, oh my God, and oh yes, and oh no.
Exactly. And isn't it funny how we go there? And, you know, this is the topic for next week's show is, you know, is it always that easy? And the answer is no. Because people will say to me, oh, it's easy for you, it's just so easy. And it's like, you know, I made these big pivotal decisions, and, you know, have had a couple of things happen in the last couple of weeks. That last week I was talking to my girlfriend about it, and all of a sudden I just burst into havocing tears, just like sobbing. And she looked at me, she knows me well enough, so she didn't say what's wrong. She just looked at me and she said, how do I support you? And I, you know, I don't want to give the story away for next week, but that's what we're going to talk about on next week's show, is that when all of what you have desired and dreamed about starts showing up, it's really common to go into that fear place, really common, and just kind of go, ah. So like what you said, you know, yay, it's here. Oh, no, it's here. And yay, it's here. No, no. What do I do now? And I think it's that when we come face to face with just how powerful we are in creating our lives, and how, you know, what you imagined is coming true, and here it is, and this is how it manifests, and you kind of go, well, I wasn't ready for it. It's like, well, okay, but it's here now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Part of it, I think, is you also, I try to say to myself, well, this isn't fear. This is just a new type of excitement.
Well, and, you know, fear, I talk about in the book, is standing for forgetting everything is all right.
Yeah.
And I also welcome fear when it shows up, because it means, you know, it means I'm in a new place. If I'm complacent, I haven't shifted up. But when I go, you know, think about a little kid, you know, they're really happy and everything is fine, and then a new person comes in the room and they get a little bit timid because something's changed, you know, or they, you know, are really happy playing in the backyard, and then they kind of step out of the backyard, and they get a little bit shy and a little bit nervous because it's just something new. And so what I do when I get that feeling now is I go, bring it on. I wanted something new, and here it is. So I want to just go back to the newsletter, because there's another part in there. And at the break, I suggested that people jot down some of those pivotal decisions that they've made, and maybe one of the, what I call, lifestyle altering goals that you've set for yourself. And I'm not talking about a goal like to clean out the cupboard or those kinds of, you know, to-do list kind of goals. I'm talking about those big, audacious, really, yeah, figure you can make it happen kind of goals. And so it came exactly at the same time that these pivotal decisions came, in 1999, when I just decided that I had a good life. But what had happened is that I was always sick. I just was having physical challenge after physical challenge after physical challenge. And as much as I loved my teaching career, I realized that it wasn't healthy for me. And so I decided I needed to create a lifestyle of health. And one of the things that led me to the decision is I remember thinking, there are just way more places on the planet that I want to visit than there are summer holidays left in my life. I need to create a lifestyle where I can just travel and do things. And so I came up with a goal. I came up with a couple of them. One of them was I set a goal to spend a part of every month of the year where the outside definition of water is liquid. Okay, so do you get what I mean by that?
Yeah, and I think it's a wonderful goal, and it's one that I'm looking to adopt.
Well, you're welcome to it. So in 1999, I said, I am setting a goal to spend a part of every month of this coming year, so that year 1999 over to 2000, where the outside definition of water is liquid. And I did it that year. And then I thought, I wonder if I can do it for 10 years. And it was really interesting because on the 10th year, it was January, and I was booked to go someplace where the outside definition of water was liquid. In other words, it doesn't freeze solid like it does at my house. And I went to, I was booked to go there, and then I needed to go do, I didn't need to, I chose to go and help out the family of my godmother. She had passed away several months earlier, and they needed support in moving the things out of her apartment. And it had to be done that month. And I went, okay, well, I did really, really well with that goal. And it was January, and I was going to a northern part of Ontario where it was forecast to be minus 25 to minus 30 Celsius all week. And it was cold. The outside definition of water was definitely not liquid. And I was driving back and forth from my girlfriend's place, and she and her husband live on this incredible natural forest of old growth maple trees. And it's a stunningly beautiful place, but I was driving in and out of the city where my godmother's apartment was. And I was doing that, you know, for about a week. And it was the day before I left, and we were going to go in at noon, and then I was going to take them out for dinner in the evening. And I said, got up on the Thursday morning, and I said, I'm bundling up and going out for a walk. And she said, are you crazy? And I said, no, I am just like beside myself with all of the dust and the cobwebs in my head, and I just need to go clear. And I want to walk in the forest. I don't want to walk on the road. And because I don't know your property very well, and it's so cold and the snow is quite deep, I would like to borrow snowshoes, and I would like you to come with me. She kind of looked at me, and I said, oh, please, you know, even if we only go for 5 minutes, I just need to do that. And she said, absolutely. I know exactly where we're going to go. So we put on our snowshoes and off we went, and we came up over this little hill, and lo and behold, there was a pond with some birds around it that was open water in this minus 25 weather. They have a geothermal, you know, natural. And I went, I did it. She had no idea about my goal, but it's like, you know, to stand and observe the amazing ways in which it will come true is just delightful. And so I decided that day, I made another pivotal decision, and I just went, my lifestyle is, it's not a goal anymore. It's how I live my life, that every month of every year I spend a portion of it. So sometimes it might only be one day where I'm in Victoria and it's, you know, it's cold, but the ocean's still open. But the outside definition of water needs to be liquid. So I continued with my musings today and said, I've achieved the goal every year since. Our first snowstorm here in Calgary arrived at the end of October, followed a week later by another one. And the outside definition of water in my Canadian neighborhood is definitely solid. I'm looking out and seeing snow right now. So I'm headed to the Baja for 3 weeks, the end of November. I'll be doing some teaching, seeing some clients, writing the next book, all while walking a remote beach, exploring an exciting connection with a new friend and a couple of dogs. My toes choose sand. So it's done. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes. And I thought it was just so neat. And the other part that I can appreciate is the fact that you didn't put a box around the liquid water, what it had to look like, that it had to be the ocean or something. So you could be open to the surprises like that pond.
Oh, and, you know, I mean, that was a couple of years ago, and I can see that moment so clearly in my mind. And then I use that, and I've repatterned with it. You know, when I go, things are impossible. And I go, you know what? There can be open water in minus 25 weather in the middle of a old growth maple forest just outside of Peterborough, Ontario in January. Anything can happen. And it allows me to stay open to the possibility and to the wonder and what we can do with our minds when we set ourselves to it. So, yeah, cool. So I really, really appreciate you calling in today and joining me for a chat, Sue. It was wonderful to have some time with you. Is there anything else I can do to support you on the way as we've got about 4 minutes, I could do a real quick repatterning or answer a question, or do you have another?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm pretty good right now.
You feeling content?
I'm very content. I'm feeling very content.
Got it, Jack. Well, I really appreciate you calling in. Thanks so much, and we will talk to you very soon.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So this has been Flipping the Switch with Suze, and I absolutely adore having someone to chat with. And so thank you so much, Sue, for calling in today. And, you know, just want to reiterate for everyone who's listening, you know, make some of those pivotal decisions. And when fear shows up, well, you know, just tune in next week, because we're going to talk about what to do when that fear shows up. And the real key is not waiting till it shows up. The key is to be proactive about it and do something so that when it shows up, you've got some skill set there. You've got some reserve. One of the things I'm fond of saying is, like, let's exercise that inner coach. So when the inner critic shows up, there's someone intelligent to have a conversation with. The inner coach can have a chat with it and kind of calm it down a little bit. So I've told you about the 365 Repattern app being on special for 99 cents for the rest of the year. The other thing I wanted to just mention to you is that if you're interested in learning how to really integrate this work into your life, join me for Flipping Your Switch, which is the introductory course. And it is a three-part course. We do it over three evenings. It's an hour and 15 minutes per night, $99. As part of the course, you get a 15-minute one-on-one with me. We do it by Skype. I show you how to muscle test, which you can test in to find out exactly what the word is that your body wants. I'll send you a complimentary copy of the Pocket Full of Possibilities, which is the 999 list of words to raise your vibration. And you'll also have the opportunity to book a one-on-one appointment with me for a 20% reduction. So you can have one because you're a listener on CTR Network. Anyone who listens in and puts the CTR 2013 code into the code box, or if you phone into the office and book that, we'll give you the 20% off on the rate. And also anyone who takes my courses, you get another opportunity for a 20% off on a one-on-one with me. I'm committed to helping people live their best dreams and to realize their potential, to realize those dreams. And I'm committed to help giving you skills so that when those dreams begin coming true, as they will, as they must, and when they do, and they start coming in fast and furious, or fast and amazingly, as mine are now, I'll give you ways to help you deal with that little bit of fear. Because all it is forgetting everything's all right. And we'll be back next week to talk about that. Thanks so much for joining me. This has been a wonderful hour on our new Thursday time. I'll be back here next week talking about fear. Always know you can and will repattern absolutely anything you choose. Take care. Namaste.